Okay, some kids around? Like to come to the front if you want to. If not, stay where you are and I'll come to you. If you're playing, what's the most popular sport on planet Earth?
Soccer.
It has the most fans, the most games, the most practices. It is just an incredible big deal. Have you ever watched an international soccer event? Thousands and thousands of fans smashing up cities and all kinds of things in the name of sport. Oh, I'm sorry. They're actually playing soccer. But here's what happens in soccer. You know, when they're on the field, when they do something really, really bad, you know, dangerous play, they kick the ball out of the goalie's hands or something like that, what does the ref do? Gives a yellow card, right? We know what that's for, don't we? When we see the yellow card go up, everybody said, yeah, we know what that's for. If that person does a similar kind of thing, you know, they do something that's really not good on the game, guess what the ref does? Gives another yellow card. And then immediately goes, red card, you're off. So he gets one chance, one mess up when you play soccer. That doesn't seem fair, does it? That's the game. What about baseball? How many chances do you get before you're off? Three strikes and you're out. Any other games that you can think of? Anybody else got another game they can think of where the rules are? What's that?
Rugby.
What are the rules on rugby? I didn't know there were any rules on rugby. Foul
tackles.
Dangerous tackles, yeah, head height, clotheslines, things like that.
Biting.
You just name it, but you know, dangerous things and you're off. You're done. When you make a mistake, that's it. You're out of the game. I'm so glad that God is not like that when it comes to us. When we mess up, when we make mistakes, when we do things in the game of life, he doesn't give us the yellow card or the red card. He doesn't have any cards. He doesn't play that kind of game. And later on in the service this morning, we're going to look at a wonderful, wonderful place in the scriptures, Matthew chapter 18. It talks about a man who owed another person some money, about $20. And another man who owed, I think I counted up in today's language, about $11 trillion. New Zealand dollars. That's about what a talent multiplied by all those numbers is worth today. Gold is worth somewhere in the region $1,300 an ounce. So it's a huge, huge number. And this servant goes away and he comes before the master and he begs forgiveness and the master forgives him. $11 trillion debt, that's a lot of money. A lot of money. And then that same person goes away and finds a man who owed him $20 and he was going to wring his neck until he got the $20. One had been forgiven and he didn't go and do the same. That's not good, is it? God wants us to be just like he is. He always wants to forgive. And how many times? We'll discuss that in a minute or two. So when somebody does something to you, when you're at school or when you're playing with other kids, and do you think you should forgive them or give them the yellow card or the red card? Think you should forgive them? I tell you, Peter, he was a man, an apostle, and he comes up to Jesus and he said, how many times should I forgive someone who's wronged me? Seven times? Seven? And he thought that would be a good number. Seven times to forgive somebody for doing something, that's a good number, do you think? Seven? Yeah, seven. because the people of that day, what they called the rabbis, they said it was good to forgive somebody three times, but Peter said seven times, expecting Jesus to say, yes, seven times. That's a good number to forgive people. Instead, Jesus said, nah, 70 times seven. How many is that? Very quickly. People can do numbers here. Yeah, 490. Is anybody here forgiven somebody 490 times? For the same thing? What happens is, and what Jesus was really saying is, don't count. Just forgive. Don't count. You're going to start counting. That's not my way. That's not my way at all. So the next time somebody does something nasty to you, what are we going to do? Forgive them for it. If they do something nasty again, you're going to forgive them or give them a yellow card. What do you think you should do?
You've got to tell them that you've done wrong anyway.
Tell them they've done wrong?
Try.
Well, you can certainly do that, and then we forgive them. Right. Do they get off scot-free? Does that seem fair?
Nothing,
does God let us off scot-free?
God's the judge.
Oh, we're going to have some fun a little bit later on in the service, I can tell. We should have a question time. Put me on the mat after this one. That'd be good. Right. Kids, we're going to... I'd like to pray for you, and then we're going to sing a great song together that's specially for you, I think. Is that right? We've got it on... on MP4.
Well, we're going to play it through because it's actually a video without words, but it's the same song that Fiona and Taylor did last week. It's Amazing Grace.
Right.
And so if you know the words, you can sing it, but there won't actually be any words up there. But it's,
we'll be enjoying that.
It's quite a neat video. And it actually just shows kids out there doing the worship.
Yeah.
And so we thought it would be nice for the kids to enjoy it here.
Excellent.
And the ones that are bigger kids.
The bigger kids. Oh.
And we did it last week.
Yeah, we did it last week. So you may remember the words. And it's fairly catchy, so you'll...
It's been around for a while.
Once it's played through, you'll start humming along or sing along.
Okay, that's good. Let's pray. God, we thank you for our children. We thank you for everyone, those who are with us and those who are yet to be born. Lord, we pray together as a community for your blessing upon them. And particularly as they go to Sunday school, as they spend time at home, as they learn to be worshippers of you, Lord, bless them in that and encourage them. And may your heart be pleased with them today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's enjoy this one.